I'm Chelsea Reber with News Talk 1620 WTAW, and I'm visiting with College Station Police Department's Sergeant Calder Lively and Texas A&M Student Government Association's Jeff Clayburg and Hannah Wimberly. Sergeant Lively, tell me a little bit more about Operation Breakfast with Santa.
Every year, the police department selects an apartment complex for lower-income housing, and we'll go, and the kids get to have breakfast with Santa, sit down, talk to them, tell them what they'd like, and get a gift and have breakfast, and then get to play with police officers and friends.
Very cool. And then what is y'all's involvement with this?
So in one of our meetings, we were looking for a way to get involved with the community and plugged into something, and we knew that with Christmas coming up, there'd probably be a lot of toy drives and things of that nature. And so we talked about it, and then I just kind of gave it to Hannah, and she went with it, and so she can tell you more about it.
Yes, I had heard about Blue Santa and Breakfast with Santa operations in the past in different cities and contacted the College Station Police Department, and they were fantastic in wanting to work with us. We are so excited about this event, and together we are collecting a ton of toys for a great cause.
Great, so are the toys just coming from volunteers and people around the community?
We've opened it up on campus to the Student Government Association only. That is over 1,800 people. So even though it's just one small group, it actually is a large amount of people that can donate.
So just talk about the involvement of, you know, this organization and how important it is to this event taking place.
Oh, sure. Without their support, then we would not have been able to have toys to donate to the children. So, but with their support, we've received quite a few, and it ought to be a very positive experience.
You know, it's impressive to have students involved in something like this, especially around this time of year with not only finals, but Christmas vacation coming up and everyone's minds are a little, you know, elsewhere. So just talk about the impact that these students have made, not only with this event, but just especially at this time of year.
I think it's important for college students to step back and think about how lucky we are to be able to attend such a fantastic university like Texas A&M and really get tuned into the community and say, how can we give back and how can we help? These students are incredibly busy, and yet they're finding the time to take out of their day and go do something good for their community. It's great to see students acting so selflessly. Selfless service, one of A&M's core values, we're really representing that.
What apartment complex did you guys choose this year to have this event?
This year it's going to be at Southgate Village Apartments, and they have over 350 children that live there.
Great. And so, well, that's really cool. So just giving back to the children, and what a great Christmas surprise. Is there anything else you guys would like to touch upon while we're here today?
We're accepting donations until December 17th at three different locations. One is at the lobby of the College Station Police Department, at Chimmy's at 203 University Drive.
And then Coldus, which is on campus, the south side of campus, I believe in room 126.
Okay, and is there a website that people can go to for more information, or maybe just a website either for both organizations involved?
Sure, they can contact me, Sergeant Lively, at 764-3624, and also email me at clively@cstx.gov.
For more information on Operation Breakfast with Santa, you can also go online to WTAW.com. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.